Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm
Ian. And I'm Tyler.
And Tyler is a nerd today.
I am.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today. What is today? Today's Thursday, the 10th of December, or the 9th? I'm going to say it's the 10th.
Yes.
All right. So, weirdly enough, I woke up this morning.
Yes.
Woke up a little bit earlier than I normally do. Usually that wake up at 8.
You normally wake up at 8.
And this morning I woke up at 7, and I went and worked out.
It's spectacular.
So if you listened to yesterday's podcast, which you probably should have, we were talking about the art of mixing it up. Changing the time of your workout can also screw with your body. So for me, my body's used to working out 6-7 in the afternoon or at 3 in the afternoon. And so I really mixed it up by working out at 7:30 in the morning. So that was a lot of fun.
Sounds good. Yeah. What did you do this morning?
I did my Monday, Wednesday, Friday total body circuit. So it was power cleans, push press. Actually, it's more of a jerk than a push press, which is just an overhead press with a leg push. And the funny thing is, our ceilings at Walnut Creek Sport and Fitness, they're kind of low.
Oh, okay.
So I can get to full extension with my arms, so they can go up my head with about 2 inches.
Okay.
So what I do is I land in a lunge instead of landing fully upright, so that I give myself another foot.
A good yeah. Solid foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I do a circuits, squat to pull up, then deadlift to dumbbell bench press, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
And it kicked my butt. I mean, I was sore from Monday, so I dropped the weight a lot, except for on my shoulders. My shoulders were feeling good. So,
That's good.
My legs were tired, so I dropped the weight. Yeah. How was your workout this morning?
My workout was okay. We did back and arms and traps and cardio today. And going to the mixing it up, we ended up playing basketball because they took all the cardio equipment because they're remodeling the gym that I work out at. And
right.
So they took all the, okay, so our gym has like a main section, a guy section, and a girl section. I don't really understand why that is.
Right.
But whatever. Well, they took all the main section cardio and put it upstairs into this newly built loft area thing. Sweet. And you can see it all up there. It's all good.
Right.
You can't use any of it, though.
Why?
It's all, like, I was like, can all of the caution tapes are around it. There's caution tape. Any chance you can get to it. And so I was like, so where are we supposed to do cardio?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you go into the girls' cardio room, and that's where you do it. So it's, like, right attached to the girls' locker room.
Ooh.
And it's not like, oh, you can see right in it, but it's not the door kind. It's you just kind of turn around a corner,
uh-huh.
And you're now in the girls' locker room.
Got it.
And so,
'cause, I mean, when I worked out there a couple of years ago, the guys' cardio was, like, right there. Like,
yeah,
there were,
like,
naked guys walking around behind you.
Yeah, and, well, the girls isn't like that. There's,
okay.
It's around, and the girls, it's so entertaining, because have you ever been to a girl's bathroom? How they have, like,
yeah.
The lounge,
uh-huh.
Before the actual bathroom?
Right.
Cracks me up. This is the same thing. So we go up this flight of stairs, and to our left is, like, this hallway that we walk down thinking that's where it is.
Uh-huh.
We end up in some massage parlor that I knew nothing of, that we didn't even know was there. Go down a little bit farther. There's another little hallway. We go down there. Oh, yeah, that's the tanning salon that you – and, like,
oh,
haircut
good.
Salon that you can get
oh,
stuff
I can get
done.
A haircut?
Yeah.
My hair
and so then we, like,
bad.
We're like, oh, it's not here. So we then keep going down, and we finally find it. And because we were scared that we were going to turn a corner and be in a girl's locker room.
Right.
Because there's no sign saying, hey,
this is
people that aren't normally here, go this way.
Right.
So we end up in this workout room, and it's Jared and I, and all girls. And we did one set of our cardio because I break it up into 7 minute
right, intervals.
Hits. And we did one, and I was like, no, I'm not going back up there. I can't do it. So
wait,
tomorrow, we went up there and we did
seven minutes, and then you left.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did seven because it's like minute run, half second, or 30 seconds jog, minute run, 30 minutes for 7 minutes. And at the end of that, we were walking down the stairs and like, did that feel weird to you? Yeah, we're not going back up there.
Oh, so you like put it into your workout? Or what do you mean? Like,
yeah, so my workout is you do.
Because I'm confused. Why would you get off the machine?
You know? So the workout that I'm doing right now is back, you do two supersets. So there's four exercises. Then at the end of that superset, you get on and you do a HIIT for 7 minutes.
Okay.
Then you go and do two extra supersets for 7 minutes,
uh-huh.
and then 7 minute cardio. And then we did traps for two supersets with some abs, then did some more cardio. That's how it's supposed to run out, but we only did one today. And then at the end of it, we played basketball.
Got it. Why don't you just bring a jump rope?
Because I didn't have it with me.
Come on, Tyler.
Well, I woke up at about 6:45, and I'm supposed to be there at 7, so, and it takes roughly 20 minutes to get there, so I was already running late, and I just left the house.
You've been waking up right at that time recently, haven't you?
I have been, and I believe it's because it's been so cold that I've been sleeping with, like, more blankets on.
And you've been going to bed later, which I've noticed.
I've been going to bed at, like, 10.
30. Your light was still on. I came out and got water last night, and your light was still on at like 10:15, 10:30.
Yeah, I think I went to bed around 11.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say it's because you've been going to bed at a later time.
But yeah, it was.
Remember the importance of sleep?
It
you
is.
You only build muscle during sleep.
I need to sleep more. But yeah, it's. I've been a warm blanket of greatness in my burrito of 8 blankets, and it's so good.
Because it's been, like, in the 30s at night here. Like,
oh, yeah, it's
I woke up, my car told me, give me the ice warning when I woke up and went downstairs, and I looked at the thermostat on it, and it said 32.
Nice.
And at 7 in the morning, so it was much colder during the night. So, and that was in the garage. That wasn't, like...
outside.
Yeah, I was like, dang.
It's kind of outside, but not really.
Yeah, it's covered parking. But so I like spent like 3 minutes just warming my car up because I was like, poor baby isn't gonna get freezer burn. Yeah. On a side note, Tyler, have you seen the Shirani skit from Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
I have that song
SNL,
stuck in my head.
The Shirani.
Yeah. It's Andy Samberg and Rihanna.
And it's
pretty
so
funny.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good song too. It's got this like beat. It's a music video. And then Rihanna, this musician, if you don't know who she is, which most people should at this point.
Yeah,
in
you
life,
should know who Rihanna
is.
Or at least have heard the name.
Rihanna, Chris Brown, there's that whole
thing. Yeah, fiasco.
And so she's rapping and then Andy Samberg is Shirani and he's got like this orange wig on, braces. He's dressed up really like nerdy.
Yeah.
And whenever he raps, he's like,
he just like mumbles everything and
yeah, it's
super
hilarious.
You can make out a word every four words.
And most of the time it's Shirani. He just says like, I'm Shirani and Shirani.
Yeah.
It's funny. And so I watched that again this morning. It was on Daily Motion.
Oh, good times, good times.
Yep. All right. We'll say we're getting the meat and potatoes for today. What are we talking about today, Tyler?
We're talking about being tired. We're talking about overtraining.
We are talking about overtraining. So, for a lot of people, intense people, this is mostly for you, but it's also for the beginner as well.
I feel like a lot of beginners do this.
Yeah, and then a lot of people who get really into it as well. Like, one of my friends, love her to death, down in LA, kicked her own ass every single day, hardcore, and she's sick, and she's this, and she's that, and she's tired, and she's like, why am I so tired? I'm like, Jen, because you did my boot camp class, then you did your spin class, then you did someone else's spin class, and then you worked with your kid all day.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, shocking.
Yeah, it's
shocking.
The key, okay, so overtraining can be different for every person.
Right.
Overtraining, if you're a beginner, is, I find this a lot of times where people will go and they just think, oh, I'm supposed to spend 2 hours at the gym.
Right.
And I'm supposed to be drenched in sweat, and I'm supposed to not be able to breathe, and, you know, it's all these variables that people falsely believe in.
Right.
That aren't 100% real.
It's their rules for life. You know, everyone has their set of rules that they play in, and their rule is, if I'm going to lose weight, then I have to be drenched in sweat. Then I have to be. So your rule is wrong. I mean.
Well, my favorite is, and I not to pick fun of people that are
yeah,
obese.
I'll make fun of them.
Fatty, it wasn't working when you were doing it your way, so let's try it ours.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of my favorite line to give people is, well, it looks like you haven't been doing it, so let's try it my way.
Yep. Because most people, it's not their first time at a gym. Most people are 10, 20 times been trying to lose the weight. This is a side note that just something that just hit my mind. This
jumped
is a popular
mind.
Popular culture thing that is just frustrating as hell. You know the 100 calorie snack thing right now, right? There's this whole trend of 100 calorie snacks. That's what you should be eating. Everyone should have a 100 calorie snack. So I get an email from I was on Twitter. I was just checking my Twitter account, and someone said, take this 100 calorie snack quiz to see if you can guess which snack is 100 calories. It's on womenshealth.com. I take it. I got 17 out of 24. So they said, you're pretty good at guessing your snacks. And I was like, you know what? I don't really care, because none of those snacks would actually be satisfying to most people that were 100 calories. It was like 18 pretzels, 2 string cheeses, 1/10 of a Whopper.
Oh, well, here's the
cheese. Like, I was like, are you serious? Like, that is the anti-result. Like, giving people these, like, oh, you must have a 100-calorie snack is the most frustrating and I don't know, incorrect way of feeding a body, you know?
Well, perfect example is my girlfriend the other day wanted to know her caloric intake. Like, how many calories she burns just by being alive.
And this is just a formula that you can do.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. You can take, also, we have, side note, sorry. We have this thing called a body gem. You breathe into it in the morning, and it'll tell you what your actual basal metabolic rate is.
That's cool.
So you don't even have to guess. That's awesome. Fun.
So she wanted to know that. It worked out to be like 1,400 calories.
Uh-huh.
You divide that by 6 meals, it's still like 250 calories.
Right.
Each meal.
Right.
Yeah, something like that. But it was amazing because I was thinking, oh, she can do the – because my girlfriend is pretty small and pretty petite. But I was thinking, oh, hundreds – like I was expecting it to work out to be like 100 and something each meal.
How tall is she?
5'2" on a good day.
So a 5'2" petite woman is not eating 100-calorie snacks.
Yeah.
Why the hell should you be? Like there's no way that a man will ever be satisfied – buy a 100-calorie snack.
Oh, there's no way.
Like, we need 2 of those, 3 of those to have a snack for us.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, continue. Sorry.
No, that was, I mean, it was just amazing that she is a small, petite girl. Like, she weighs 120. I'm sure she loves the fact that I'm giving all of her stats out, but she.
No one knows who she is.
Statistically, she's in the right weight, so it's fine.
Right. There's nothing wrong with her body.
So, it's one of those funny things where it's like, you'd be the candidate that I mentally could see only being able to eat 100 things.
Right.
And you're not.
Yep.
Like, you need to double it.
Yep.
So, that's what's so funny is that these hundreds, it's like, no, you need 2 to 3 of them.
So, we kind of jumped ahead a little bit because one of the solutions to overtraining is sometimes your nutrition. You're not eating enough for the amount of work you're doing. But let's jump into, sorry, that I just took that, like, literally 20 minutes ago, and I was just frustrated by it.
No worries.
So let's talk about signs that you might be overtraining. So, Tyler, let's talk about that. What are some signs that you immediately notice when you are overtraining, personally?
I notice when I overtrain, that I am tired. And it's kind of it's different than, it's like the I can fall asleep whenever tired. It's not the, oh, I'm drained, but I can still power through it. It's the, if I sit down, I'm going to knock out tired. Uh-huh. It's kind of that thing. And then another one that I see a lot of times in my overtraining is one body part. If I do like multiple body parts in one day.
Uh-huh.
But if one of them is extremely more sore than the other one,
uh-huh,
that's when I really kind of go, okay, I probably overtrained that one today.
Right.
And that's kind of on a minuscule, smaller note.
Because there's two kinds of overtraining. There's acute overtraining, which is just like, oh, I overdid that muscle group today. And then there's chronic overtraining, which is over a period of time, you worked your body so long that you're falling asleep in your chair.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's whenever I say I'm doing power cleans, for example, and I grab something that should be light for me, like 125 pounds for a power clean. It's not very heavy. I grab it and, oh, that's a sign that, oh my gosh, my mind, my neurology, my tendons, and my muscles have not caught up to the amount of training and stimulus that I've given them.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a sign. Or if, say, you hop on a exercise bike and in a class and the warm-up is giving you trouble, that's a sign that you might be overtraining.
Well, that, but then you also have to look at the people that are beginners, that a warm-up could be challenging too.
All I'm saying is what was normally, if it's been easy for you in the past few weeks, then it's like, holy shit, oh, holy crap. So are we still trying to avoid this whole explicit rating?
We don't know really what gets us there.
Yeah.
I think it's people complaining.
Yeah, which no one has. I don't know. Because we still want the grandmas and the grandpas to listen to us, because we like them. They're entertaining people. That's what I meant. If you've been doing something for a long period of time or whatever, and suddenly it's difficult for you, that is a possible sign of overtraining. What else for you might be a signal that, hey, that flashing red light is going off? Like,
The days that I work out a lot and I'm not hungry.
Huh.
Those always seem to be the days that I feel like I overtrain, because normally on days that I work out and I have a good workout, which is regular, I get that I can eat whatever. Like, I just am
a bottomless pit
kind of a concept.
Right.
And so the days where I'm just, like, not hungry, I feel like my whole body is just shut down and been like, screw it. I'm not going to do anything today.
Right. One of my favorite signals that I'm overtraining is I start getting sick, which I never get sick. Like, not never, obviously, but it's a rare occasion for me to get a sniffle or whatever, which I have one right now. But it started before I started hitting the weights hard, so I know it's probably not a sign. If it continues for much longer, then I'm going to take my intensity down a little bit. But that's one sign. If you've been hitting it hard and you suddenly get sick, that's your body saying, hey, stop it.
It's kind of that fun thing where you get to just learn your body and what it does to make it, you know, do its thing. So often I find that people don't realize, hey, the fact that you don't sleep, the fact that you go 1,000% all the time, you work out everything. Oh, when you stop and you always get sick? Have you seen those people where like they go 1,000% all the time, and then all of a sudden they're like on their vacation, the next week after their vacation, they're like dying of some flu because their body has finally caught up to them. And I feel that that's a way with overtraining, is that it's not so much your body catching up, but your body giving up.
Yeah, it allows itself to get sick. It allow to so that
it it's almost a safety net for it, where
exactly.
It's like, oh well, I'm going so hard and whatnot. Let me get sick, and hopefully that will
slow it down. Or it's because it's spending so much energy repairing your muscles and trying to keep up with you that it can't spend as much energy on your defense system. So it puts you in that fight or flight mode, so it ups your stress levels, and it's just not good. So those are some signs that are common. If you feel like chronic soreness, like not just delayed onset muscle soreness, which is what most people get, is that, oh, I'm sore after the gym. But if it's all the time you're sore, that's probably a sign.
Well, here's a fun example, is that with our Costa Rica workouts and stuff like that, I've been doing supersets and doing cardio with them and stuff like that. And it's a different workout. I've completely kind of shocked my system. And today I went to go do preacher curls, which are you put your arm up against a padded thing so that you can work on your form and whatnot.
Right. It isolates the bicep.
Yeah. I was in so much pain, not by the amount of weight. Oh, I could do the weight all day.
Uh-huh.
It was because on Monday I had shocked my triceps.
Oh, okay.
And just putting that pressure on it and doing the isolation of it wasn't the bicep that was hurting, it was just the tricep. But when I got off of it, like right now, my triceps are fine.
Huh.
Like they don't hurt, but it was in the motion of it, and like if I push on it now, I can feel it, like I can get to it. Like that's just the right soreness where it's not, oh, I can't move.
Right.
That's the most frustrating, is the I can't move soreness.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, because when I was just beginning training, my goal was to kill my clients on their first workout so they'd know I'm a good trainer, right? And they got that where they could barely walk and they didn't want to come back.
Yeah.
So if you can barely walk the next day, that's a sign of acute overtraining. You want to be able to, like Tyler was saying, have a massage almost, and it feel good, hurt in a good way.
Yeah.
But not be so much so that you can barely touch the muscle. That's just too much. What are some dangers of overtraining chronically that you've seen with clients in the past or friends?
Death.
Or death. Period. You can die. Not literally, but... you can get injured real easy.
You're going to get injured a lot faster. I do see the immune system go down a lot faster, so then you're going to get hurt. And also in that, I don't see results as much because your body shuts down and just does enough to get you through the workout, and it's kind of everything you work for doesn't happen if you overdo it.
Right. And one thing people don't understand is for their muscles to recover, it takes, 2 to 3 days?
Yes.
For their tendons to recover, it takes about 4 to 5 days for them to recover. For your neurotransmitters and your pretty much the communication between your brain and your muscle to recover, that can take up to 10 days. So while you don't need to, baby that as much, just be aware that if you're pushing yourself really hard with your muscles, there are other things that need to recover beyond your soreness. So that's why if you grab the weight and it's super heavy suddenly, it's not your muscles that are freaking out. It might be your tendons or your neuromuscular system that is freaking out.
A trick that I learned, because I used to overtrain, was that I would go, let's just use dumbbell curls just because that's an easy visual. You'd walk up to the dumbbells and you know that, okay, I can curl 30s.
Uh-huh.
I always go to, 20s, and I'll do, just one rep of it, just to see how my body's feeling with that. And there's some days where I go, okay, I guess I'm only going to be doing 20s today.
Right.
Or, okay, I can do 30s today.
Right.
So it's an easy work your way up to it, find what feels good. Each day your body does change, so...
Right. One thing that I've been wanting to try that one of the coaches I follow does every morning is you have a pad of paper and a marker next to your bed, and what you do is you set your clock for 10 seconds, right? So a stopwatch for 10 seconds. And as soon as that 10 seconds is done, you stop. But you try and make as many dots on that pad of paper as possible, right? And after that's done, you set a baseline. So you do this when you've had enough rest and blah, blah, blah. And if that number is significantly lower, so say you test on Monday, work out that day, and then Wednesday comes around, you're working out, and your number was, say, 20 for that 10 seconds, and you get 5 or whatever, or 10 on Wednesday, you know that you're not going to be up for it as much. So your workouts should mirror that. And I thought that was a really cool, simple test that you can do.
It's a nice visual, too.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I only did 10 dots today? Crap. You know, I gotta watch myself. So my weight's gonna come down. I'm not gonna push as much. I'm not gonna do as intense. Blah blah blah. Whatever it's gonna be.
I guess the one thing I want to stress through all of this is listen to your body. it's so funny to me when people, you know, they write out things or they get workouts and like, oh, I've got to do it. It's like, maybe you're not ready for it. Right. Maybe, you know, or okay, let's lower the weight and do it. There's multiple ways of changing it up so that you're still getting a workout that's not going to kill you.
Right. You don't have to, like, start at 1,000% or continue at 1,000% indefinitely. So I think that's an important fact. Way to go. Anything else that we need to, that we've missed as far as overtraining goes? I mean, we've talked about the chance of injury going up, like, tenfold. Like, you can really, really hurt your shoulder. You can really, really strain something. Sickness can go, a chance of sickness goes up. Your results go down. So that's why having a really dialed in program is so important. It's not this guessing game where you're going to go, well, I guess I'm doing shoulders today, or well, I guess I'm doing this today, just because you like it. It's more about knowing what you're going to do and then moving forward. Anything else for us?
I think that's it. Okay. I think that that's a good basis for people to maybe look at what they're doing and go, okay, I can change this, this, and this. Yeah. So,
if you've been going for 3 months and you haven't taken a few days off or a week off, that's probably not good. You need to take some time off from your workouts and just do some restorative training.
A little bit different than the I don't train on the weekends.
Right.
You know, kind of thing. Like,
right.
Do a little bit longer of a rest.
Yeah. Every 3 months or so, you need to take just cardio and just stretching and just foam rolling and just massage. Because massage is so good. If you can afford massage, highly, highly recommend massage.
Oh, on a side note, massages in Costa Rica you have to pay for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Golf. I'm going to invest in a massage in Costa Rica because I feel like I'm going to be really sore.
I'm hoping that they do it on the beach. I wanna
massage on the want a massage on the beach. I want a massage with a beach view.
No, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, like, I thought you meant like out.
No, I don't want to be like sand. In the sand,
like naked
that.
In the sand. Come on, baby.
I don't want to roll around, but like where I can like hang out and watch it.
Yeah,
hoping for that.
Yeah, we should do a couple massage with each other. No, I'm kidding.
No,
you and Danielle can go have fun with that.
Yeah.
Awesome. So tomorrow we're talking about bread, which is really, to me, a non-interesting topic because I don't really enjoy bread that much. But I know a lot of people do, and it's a hot topic. And then next week we're talking about case studies. So we're taking some interesting case studies. We already have a few slots full. But if you have an interesting or stereotypical case study, email us at either Tyler@TrueFitnessAcademy.com, Keon@TrueFitnessAcademy.com, or podcast@TrueFitnessAcademy.com.
Or you could even Facebook us.
We got one interesting one through Facebook, which I think we're going to take. I like it.
Yeah, we're going to take that one. But also, let us know if we can use your name. Some people question.
I think we'll just change all the names.
It'll
make things simpler.
Okay.
Yeah. So that
I have a hard time with that, so I have to rewrite all of them with the fake name because if I can't mentally change it.
Yeah. We'll put factors in there so that if yours gets chosen, you'll know it's you, but yeah. All right, I think that's about it for today, yeah?
I think that is.
All right, well, take us out, T.
Let's go with towel.
Towels, all right.
No, let's go with sandals.
Sandals, okay. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day. Peace. I'm a man with this pickup girl.